And we're on the phone with Coach Brad Cox of the Bramer Bobcats. They took on Hardin Central tonight. The Bulldogs were there. And was this at home, Coach?
Yes, it was at home for us.
Okay, so you stumbled a little bit, though. Final score, 52-46. You were within 6 points, but tell us the tale of the tape. How'd the first period, first half go for you?
First quarter, we got off to a slow start. We got outscored 10-4 in the first, got down six, and we were able to close the gap to three in the third. And I think Hardin went down the third quarter, stretched to 10. We kind of made another run to get down to four, but seemed to be about the closest we could ever get. It was about down to four, and they'd kind of increase her up to six or seven. I mean, we might be able to cut to three or four again, but couldn't quite get it there.
So what was the numbers from the line? Did you guys have any opportunities from the line, foul line?
We shot 13 of 21 from the line at 62%, which is pretty good for us. It's a lot better than we've been shooting. I think Hardin might have been like 15 of 21, so both teams shot pretty well from the free throw line. Hardin's a big physical team with a lot of talent. They made things difficult for us on the offensive end. We struggled to find shots. And we kind of live by the three pointer to stay in the game. I think we were 7-14 from the 3-point line, so that kind of kept us in there, at least kept on giving us a chance to stay with them.
Who was leading you in the perimeter game?
Logan Odell led us in points. He had 20 points, and then we also had Juan Brandon with six, and Wade Phillips with eight. And they both had, I think Juan had a couple threes, and Wade had one. So they kind of helped try to stretch that zone out, but like I said, Hardin's got three, four big guys in that middle. They make things difficult on anybody going in there.
So really, if you weren't successful from the perimeter, they would have probably just been cherry picking you and taking away opportunities. How was the battle of the boards? Did you guys hold up pretty well inside? Or
I thought we held up pretty well inside. We got right out of our average, almost about 30 rebounds, and I thought that was pretty good for us. We didn't do bad, and it, we as coaches, we're always kind of striving perfection. And you kind of know there's about two or three rebounds in that game, kind of going down the stretch. If we're able to secure those things, go down and get into our offense, we kind of got a chance to really chip into the lead. And there's just a couple of rebounds that we couldn't quite secure. They got the ball back, they needed to score, hit a couple of free throws, and just kind of cost us. And we knew we were going to have to play a pretty air free game to play with Hardin tonight. Nothing to hang our heads about. I told our boys we played with a lot of intensity tonight. I thought we played fairly well, but I just thought it was two pretty decent teams playing against each other, and we came up on the short end tonight.
Well, Coach, it is always rough to lose at home, but still, you're 6-2 on the season, plus you're 1-0 in your conference. Who's your next opponent, and what can you expect out of them?
We're scheduled to play Oric. I know their team's pretty quick, and they play hard down there. We're supposed to play them Monday. That'll be a non-conference game for us, and then we have a North Platte and then Stanbury to round up the rest of the week. So we got a lot of basketball coming up. A lot of these teams are pretty decent that we're going to play well to win, and we just got to get better every game. Like I said, proud of the way we played tonight. We just came up short.
All right. Well, Coach, if there's anything else you'd like to share with your players or maybe some people that are listening right now, please do.
Just want to give it out to our seniors. I think Kyle Kelly, he left his, he had a good game defensively, fouled out game. We were asking a lot of him underneath there, and I think Jordan Miller led us with a rebound with seven, and then Dylan Hallwell had five rebounds. So I thought we got a little better tonight, but there's some definitely things that we can work on to becoming a better team down the road.
Absolutely, Coach Cox. Well, thank you for your time, and best of luck to you here. We're ready now in the stretch into March, and good luck to you the rest of the season. And please contact us again next Friday. We want to hear how the next week's games go.
Thank you. Definitely will. We appreciate your coverage.
Thank you. Coach Brad Cox of the Bramer Bobcats. He's with us tonight, part of the fifth quarter show on KMZU.